last week, actually, working on some new pieces. So we had about 2 hours and some sandwiches and anything we could grab from that. I'm joking. No, we had an amazing time. We worked on two pieces, and we also worked a little bit on performance. So I see that some of you guys are doing it, which is great, and you're doing a great job so far. So one of the first things that we did was work on perception. And I actually have only done this activity with adults that we did. And I gave everyone a mirror, and they had to look in the mirror and see what they look like and compare to what they look like on the outside compared to what they were on the inside. So I think that's really important. I find that often, just by looking at someone, you won't know what they really are like inside. I found that adults had an immense problem with doing this kind of work. But everyone, all the students here, just jumped right in, and they made amazing pieces. So I thought, I've been asked to read a couple of my own. So I thought I'd do some stuff about me. And this first one is about what it's like being a Canadian here in England, and what it's like when I go home and what people think. So here I use clipped tones, overemphasized consonants, sound like an overseas operator, or the woman on Bravo, or an easy listening DJ. Unconsciously, I try to iron out my American slang so I don't sound like one. I can't swallow red-faced apologies for mistaken nationality, or my broken record repeat, yes, it is cold, it was minus 45 once. So I only bring out my twang like a foreign backstage pass to get me past security, underground attendants, and museum guards, because I ain't from around these parts. But there, at home, they say I sound British. Point to everyday objects. What's that? A bin? And that? A lorry? And what do you call money? Pounds, quid, squid? I try to emphasize it's about inflection, not accent. Only a habit I picked up, a few words sprinkled in my vocab like kids put sugar in cereal. They just laugh, their heads bowed like a prayer for the disillusioned. They still sound British to me. Now, when I was about 20, I worked on a project. We had to talk a lot about what we were like inside, what we were like growing up, and the things that people didn't know about. So I was working with this girl who was really put together and lovely and wonderful, and she said when she was younger she really had a hard time. So I wrote this piece kind of about my growing up as well as hers, and the idea about what you feel inside sometimes is really hard to show. So this is called Humpty Dumpty. My dad used to ration my food when I was with him. I ate too much. On the other hand, he'd give my Ethiopian look-alike sister extra. Well, I don't want a sliver, I want a big piece. So I am that cake, that big, trifly jello cake with raisins for eyes. I sit in the bowl of my father's hands, legs dangling underneath. My head is a cherry with a pit for a brain. My neck, vanilla ice cream. My belly is jelly. My chest is cake. My heart is a strawberry. My belly button, a grape. Why doesn't he just feed me to her and get it over with? Then I can be just like her. So I know that if I'm good and smile and be happy, that everything will be perfect. So I build a smiling wall with a million mouths that talk at once. I eat up bits of me until the bowl is empty and I'm someone else. My armor is getting hard now, so I cut arms, breasts, stomach, inner thighs. I don't go swimming anymore, and I live with the fact that I'll never wear a prom dress. I'm my own personal screw you to the world. Okay, it's better to feel something. One is a brand new one that I wrote only a couple months ago. And I did an event at the V&A, and they said to me, the event was called Sold Out. Wait, I'll find out what it's called exactly. Tuned In and Sold Out, that's what it's called. What makes you tuned in and sold out? I'm like, obviously, this is how I look, but how do I feel like inside? it is inside. So in my soul, I have the musical tastes of a teenage boy. I have the musical tastes of a teenage boy who wants to be a rocker, who wants to be a skater, who wants to be a punk, who wants to be Eminem. Underneath this skin, I am hooded up, bagged up, booted, suited, walking with a swagger with a hip out, skateboard dangling from my arm, badged, buttoned, pinned with greasy hair, hidden eyes, wearing a well-practiced too many nights in front of the mirror kind of smear. In my soul, I have the musical tastes of a teenage boy. I blame my mom. You know, people usually blame their parents, their aunts, their uncles, or cousins, how they turned out, so I blame my mom. After wearing her ears out with Annie the Musical on repeat, she decided to take drastic action. I, like every other girl, wanted to be that spunky, red-headed urchin with a heart of gold who could dance and sing and beg the man with the big bucks. So my mom, well, she was well past that age, so she hid the tape from sight, citing I wore it out and the stores were sold out of it forever. So I was left bereft. I retreated to darkened basements to watch MTV on repeat and sink further into tomboy ways, hang with cousins hitting teenage boy age. We sat in pickup trucks and they puffed on stolen cigarettes, cranked music, Poison Sticks, Ozzy, and Def Leppard until I ate, slept, and dreamed to Thunder, an anthem far removed from the NSYNC, Boys to Men, NKOTB boy band cutouts all the girly girls listen to. So in my soul, I have the musical taste of a teenage boy. And when metal turned to skate punk, no FX, Goldfinger, I lost myself in clothes two times too large. My pimp emblazoned hoodie marked me for compliments as my friends and I passed notes entirely in Beastie Boy lyrics. We were going to fight for our right to party. So I stood barefoot in hack circles, perfecting my body as target for that tiny beanbag. Hacky sack, hacky sack. Sat on street corners as the boys perfected double axle parallels, backside kick flips, half caps, eagle slides, ollies, hard flips, and maybe even a front slide rail catch. Before retreating to all-night street fighter tournaments that sometimes ended in broken fingers and black eyes. So going to clubs, to dives, to gigs, I body slammed and moshed my way through uni, soared above bodies as I crowd surfed, hands pushing me higher, kicking out to keep up, hitting shoulders, wrists, arms, backs, and once the back of my friend's head with my steel-toed boots. But it didn't matter because I was flying. So you want to know what makes me tuned in and sold out? Underneath the skin, I'm hoodied up, bagged up, booted, suited, walking with a swagger with a hip out. Skateboard dangling from my arm, badge button pinned, greasy hair, hidden eyes, a well-practiced too many nights in front of the mirror kind of sneer. In my soul, I have the musical tastes of a teenage boy. I'm a teenage boy who wants to be a rocker, who wants to be a skater, who wants to be a punk, who wants to be Eminem. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. Students to come up and read their version of their perception poems. So
I was wondering, could we start with